When, though, he had expressed a desire to take part in the Eriadu operation, even if that only meant assisting the Nymordians in procuring weapons from the Hive species, or commencing manufacturing operations on Alaris Prime and other remote worlds, his master had rejected the idea out of hand.
"You have no role in this," he had said without explanation,
and in compensation, Maul surmised, had given him the Dark Eye schematics. The rejection, too, had prompted questions of a novel sort. Of all the beings in the galaxy, the Dark Lord had chosen him to serve as his apprentice and eventual successor. And yet Darth Sidious had neglected to equip him with the very tools he would need to carry the Sith imperative forward. For all his attempts to familiarize himself with the political landscape and with criminal organizations, some of which were allied to Darth Sidious, others antithetical to his plans, he had a limited understanding of precisely how the galaxy worked. He grasped that the Sith's war was with the Jedi Order rather than the Republic, but he had no real inkling as to how revenge was to be meted out. What then, if, beyond contemplation, something untoward should befall his master? Was there a contingency plan? Unlike Darth Sidious, who masqueraded as Republic Senator Palpatine and debated complex issues in the Senate, Maul lacked a secret identity. With his yellow eyes and horned head a black and red mask of arcane sigils, it was all he could do to prowl the fringes of the works in the dead of night without instilling fear in nearly every being whose gaze he caught. Maul had expected his life to change when Darth Sidious had relocated him to Coruscant, but in many ways, the move struck him as a return to his days as a combat trainee on Orsus, waiting to be allowed to fight, receiving praise and rewards, only to be commanded to train harder. The occasional visits from his master had allowed him to endure the isolation and superficiality of his existence. Only when his instruction in the Sith arts had begun had he felt singular, purposeful. But he wasn't entirely without hope. On occasion, Darth Sidious would hint at a mission of utmost importance that they would need to carry out together, one that would call on them to make use of all their powers. He had yet to provide details, even with regard to Maul's studies, but he continued to imply that the mission was looming. And more, Maul sensed that it was somehow linked to his master's homeworld, Naboo.